We'd just been not long since from the wartime, and the only ruins we saw were the result of the Blitz. Here we had ruins going back 2,000 years.
I think the name, of course, was different. I mean, you heard of, I don't know, Jupiter, Neptune, and all, but Mithras was different. Nobody had ever heard of Mithras before. And the fact that you could go and actually see what they were doing, I think that was the interest.
And also, I remember my father saying they're going to rebuild on top of it. That was the reason that there was this rush to see it.
I got out of the station and I was met with queues of people, three, four, sometimes five, depending on the size of the pavement, deep. I stood there for a while and I thought I'd be here till midnight.
This was, living history, seeing these people busily scrubbing away and trying to get the bits. So that was really, I really found it marvellous.
When you see it actually being dug up, and you think, what else am I walking on? Which is, the imagination can run riot.
Well, we were queuing up. As we got close to the actual site, we suddenly saw this man holding a not object, jump up and said, "We've just unearthed the head of Mithras." He was bubbling with excitement, as you can imagine.
A fascinating atmosphere there. You felt that you were with them, you were close to them, the atmosphere that they were next to you. And when you walked off the site, you came into the 20th century.